Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we will start diving into the Commanders' chances against Detroit. But right now, time for the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. It's funny, like, you can kind of all describe all the games in one or two sentences. So let's start with the Texans-Chargers game on Saturday. Justin Herbert was not good and threw four interceptions.
Now, one wasn't his fault.
Sure. I mean,
it went right through the guy's hands, but yeah, he was not good.
They were kind of
14
like the
for 32.
They were the chic pick to upset Houston. I don't know what the spread was at the beginning of the game.
Three.
But it seemed like everybody was on the Chargers, and the Texans just boat raced
them. Houston struggled in the first, the first half.
Early, it was
offensively.
Yeah, it was tough.
But then Stroud had that third down conversion. I think it was third and 16, and he lost the snap, rolls right, and hits, I can't remember what receiver it was, for about 25, 30 yards.
Yeah.
They end up going down and scoring, but Herbert was 14 for 32. Obviously, the picks hurt, but they couldn't run the ball. They ran for 50 yards.
Ladd McConkey is legit, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good rookie crop of receivers, and he gets overlooked a little bit, but he had
a
ridiculous first year in
LA. 9 for 197 and a touchdown. They obviously need to give Herbert more weapons, but he hasn't been good in the playoffs. When he's been in the playoffs, he hasn't been good.
Maybe add a T. Higgins to the mix. Would help that offense.
You're trying to add him to everybody, Cakes.
I mean, he's going to be a coveted free agent this offseason.
So Texans advance. They beat the Chargers 32-12. Your evening game, the Ravens just beat up on the Steelers again. Derrick Henry goes for 186 yards and two touchdowns. Lamar Jackson has a couple touchdown passes. Easy game for your Baltimore Ravens, Valdez.
Lamar only had five incompletions, had a 132 rating.
Was a blowout, even though it was only a two-score game.
Yeah.
They just dominated. I mean, they ran for 300 yards. It's actually fun to watch.
6 yards per carry.
Well, they had the one drive
stop
where they didn't pass.
Right.
I think it was 13 straight runs.
Well, why would you?
Oh, you can't stop us. We're just going to do it again.
If you
can't stop us, we'll do it again.
Well,
Hall of Fame tank in the backfield. Like mowing people down, you just keep feeding them the ball.
Their very first drive, they get the ball on the 1 yard line because Pittsburgh had a great punt.
Yeah.
And they go 99 yards.
Right.
And, it was boys against men.
I think it was the end of the first half. The Steelers had a fourth and short and they opted to punt. And I was like, why would you do that? The Ravens are going to score.
Right.
Sure enough, Ravens just went down and scored.
Hey, so
they're up. 21 zippy at the half, like you say. If you look at the score, you'd think maybe it was a little bit closer. It wasn't. 21-0 at the half. Ravens stomped all over.
When did you guys sign my guy Steven Sims? Was he signed midseason?
Oh, yeah. Towards the end of the season for punt return duty.
Right.
He was kind of poopy.
He had a 15-yard carry though.
Yeah, during like a little end around.
Yeah.
So the Ravens will face the Buffalo Bills next.
Massive game.
The Bills beat the Broncos 31-7. Look, Bo Nix has a touchdown pass early in the game. They don't score after that. Josh Allen, a couple touchdown passes.
James Cook was on fire.
James Cook was just scooting, man. He can just move. When he hits a hole, he's so fast. But that was and how about Curtis Samuel?
Curtis Samuel sighting led them in.
How about
receiving?
a couple of former skins?
Mm-hmm.
Samuel scores, and of course, Dotson scores.
You know who's been a good piece for them, undersold, is Ty Johnson, the running back from Maryland.
Yep.
Caught the touchdown where
somehow kept his body in.
Like his chest and his stomach were somehow in bounds, but he kept his feet up off the boundary.
That was just luck.
In the end zone to make a great play, score a touchdown.
That was a fourth down.
It was a fourth down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great throw.
So the Bills will play the Ravens again. Of course, Ravens kind of destroyed the Bills earlier this season. Baltimore heads to Buffalo for that matchup. Yesterday, you mentioned Jahan Dotson. The Eagles beat the Packers 22-10. They await the winner of tonight's game. Not a great offensive game for them. Barkley did run for a buck 19, didn't find the end zone. Jalen Hurts did have a couple touchdown passes.
Well, Jordan Love throws three picks, like that's game over. You can't do that on the road against the two seed.
Hurts looked like he was a little rusty because he hadn't played in, I don't know, 3 weeks. He looked like he was a little rusty. But
he only threw for a buck 31, but they take care of the ball, like you say. I think the turnover differential was 4-0.
Yes, because there was the fumble, the fumbled opening kickoff.
If you had your druthers, who would you rather face? It's already set, but the Eagles or the Lions?
I think the Eagles, you just beat them. Even though I know that Jalen Hurts didn't finish the game and there were a lot of circumstances.
I'm a little torn on it. I don't know the answer to it.
You put up 36 against the Eagles with five turnovers, EB.
I might be leaning Eagles, but, you know, careful what you wish for.
Well, look, both teams are really good.
You'd have to go up there. It's a little different. And you'd be playing against Hurts for an entire game. By the way, the Saquon Barkley has a chance, and he would have taken it to the house the very last drive.
Yeah.
He easily would have scored. And he slides to end the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most bet touchdown parlay player in Vegas.
He was.
Yes.
By the way,
more people had Saquon Barkley to score an anytime touchdown than any other player in the playoffs.
Full disclosure, I forgot to enter the parlay bet, so I'm actually glad it didn't hit. Because if it had hit, then I'm doing this to all you guys.
But these guys hit, right? You hit on Terry and
Evans.
And Evans.
I had Evans. He had Terry.
I had Kyren Williams tonight. So last game is, the Eagles will await the winner of the Rams-Vikings game. Right now, the Vikings are laying 2.5. Remember, this game is not in L.A. They're going to be playing in Arizona at State Farm Stadium. Sam Darnold coming off his probably worst game of the regular season in that loss to the Lions. Of course, had a 35-touchdown season. Vikings at 14-3. Rams, of course, finished the season 10-7. Who do you like?
I like the Vikings.
You like the Vikings?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pulling for the Vikings. Got a couple guys on my postseason fantasy team. Got Jefferson and Addison. So
right. You need a big...
Not that the Rams have a huge home field advantage anyway, but now that this is a neutral field, I think it's a great opportunity for Vikings. But Kyren Williams has been so good.
I kind of like the Rams in this one.
Okay. My vibe is the Vikings, but I'm going to fade myself. Pick the Rams.
It's probably recency effect.
That's probably
it's recency.
I finally learned how to do it.
We just saw the Vikings get their butts kicked.
Yeah.
And it's still, I know at some point you're supposed to believe in Sam Darnold, but it's still Sam Darnold. And it's Stafford with Puka and Kupp. I know Kupp has slowed down with Kyren Williams. It's a good offense.
It's tough to run on the Vikings. Nakua might have like 13 or 14 catches tonight. Like, he's clearly the alpha wideout in that room.
Yeah.
He's going to get the ball a ton.
Let's go real quick.
Remember, they beat the Vikings earlier in the year.
Yep.
All right, I want to go to Mitch, but Valdez is pointing at the clock, so we'll try.
All right, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Commanders. It is, of course, a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Mios, the 2024 Top Workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. We're going to shift the conversation and take our first look at the matchup against the Lions. Do you like JD5 and this Commanders team against Detroit to shock the world? 800-636-1067.